So as you said, you know, it's sad, but not unexpected. Governor Carney starts to issue the guidelines for Delaware's reopening, you know, things just started becoming clearer for us. We were trying to hold off our decision as long as we could, but once it became clear that physical distancing measures were going to be in place for quite a bit longer, particularly for large public gatherings, there just didn't seem to be any safe way that we could go forward. First and foremost, we gather a company of 30 artists starting June 16th to rehearse, and there just didn't seem to be any way to get 20 actors and a lot of other creative folk in a small room to rehearse and keep up physical distancing. So once that became clear, we just thought we would share the news as soon as we could that we're going to have to, hopefully things will clear up in 2021 and we can do our production of The Tempest at that point.
Tell me a little bit about The Tempest. What would the production been about?
It's a beautiful play about a man who has been wronged earlier in his life, and at the end of his life comes to decide that he needs to forgive. And it's a play about reconciliation. And because it's Shakespeare, there's some magic thrown in there as well. Prospero is a magician who has been banished to a deserted island and kind of has to be out there and come to terms with his thoughts. And in some ways, that's what we're all doing right now. We've all been banished a little bit to our own little islands, and we're kind of thinking through our own thoughts and trying to figure out how to live our lives better.
I wish I was on an island right now. So Delaware Shakespeare, in the meantime, is developing creative ways to celebrate and uphold the traditions its audience love about the summer festival. What are you guys doing?
Well, you know, so much of coming out to Rockwood Park to enjoy the play is the play itself, but it's all the surrounding events to it. I mean, our audiences developed just wonderful picnics, and we have like a free family night activities during the festival. So, you know, we're looking for ways to kind of do some online programs where we invite people to, you know, maybe we'll set up a Saturday night during the what would have been our run and say, you know, create a wonderful picnic, have it in your backyard, and we'll bring some actors on, to Facebook Live or something like that, and have them deliver some monologues while you enjoy a lovely picnic. We think we also might do some things like Sundays are our typical family night where kids 12 and under are free at the summer festival. There's so many great children's books that are inspired by Shakespeare, so we're looking at maybe on Sundays doing a Facebook Live of readings of a Shakespeare inspired children's book. But then even beyond that, we are still looking for ways to try to do smaller scale programming out at Rockwood. Frankly, part of the other factor that went into this decision was if we had to have a physically distanced audience at Rockwood, that would limit our audience size to about 100 people. And there was just no way to make the budget math work of doing a large-scale production with only 100 people in the audience. But there are some smaller-scale programming options that we think we'd still be able to roll out that would make sense with smaller audiences. So, for instance, we're brainstorming what we're calling right now a Midsummer Shakespeare Cabaret, where we have written and developed so much original music and songs for our plays over the last several years. We're thinking about doing kind of a retrospective cabaret where we have four or five artists that are singing songs from our past productions, performing some short scenes, and we could welcome an audience in a physically distanced manner, spreading them out around the lawn at Rockwood.
Now, throughout this entire coronavirus pandemic, you guys have been doing some other things virtually. Shakespeare-loving fans have been able to view Del Shakes actors reading sonnets each weekday in videos. Where can we find those videos?
You can find them everywhere that Delaware Shakespeare is. So on our Facebook page, on our Instagram feed, on YouTube. And yeah, we started that, about 2 days after the kind of stay-at-home orders were given to us here in Delaware. And, we've developed so many great relationships with wonderful actors over the years, and they are unfortunately all out of work right now. So we thought a great way to keep artists active and to get them a little bit of money was to have artists record an individual sonnets. And the sonnet form is so intimate and personal, and it's really quite lovely, actually, to see these actors in their home, and they give about a minute or so introduction talking about what they connect to in these sonnets and then read the sonnets in a very simple and straightforward manner.